If you are in northern Michigan, with a little luck the rest of Michigan, eyes up tonight, because if skies are clear enough, you might see the northern lights, all thanks to a geomagnetic storm watch in effect. Justin Casper is with us, associate professor in the Department of Climate and Space Sciences and Engineering at the University of Michigan. So, Justin, let's talk space. When you see this magnificent light show in the sky, exactly what are we seeing? What is happening up there?
The sun gives off a very high-speed stream of particles called the solar wind, and that stream is also magnetized, so it carries the sun's magnetic field, and it goes all the way out past the planets, way past the solar system, creates a kind of protective cocoon that shields us from radiation from the rest of the galaxy. Now, you might imagine when there are solar flares and high levels of solar activity, some of those explosions and flares could impact Earth. We're actually entering solar minimum, so you might think this is a kind of boring, quiet period, but what's happening is the sun's setting up these very steady streams of high-speed wind. And about the beginning of today, a very high-speed stream suddenly kind of came over and pointed at Earth. The sun's rotating once every 27 days. And so as it turns, it sent this jet of high-speed wind to us. So about 24 hours ago, we started getting hit by this very high-speed wind. How high? About 600 kilometers per second, or 1.3 million miles an hour. That's twice the speed it normally flows at.
My mind just melted.
Yeah, exactly. And so what happens when that high-speed jet hits Earth? Often not much, because our magnetic field kind of stands up and protects us. But at the same time it jumped up in speed, the magnetic field in it actually pointed south in the opposite direction of Earth's magnetic field. And the impact of that is like peeling a shell off an onion. It basically ripped part of our outer protective magnetic shield off, and that allows radiation to start streaming in. Those particles come falling into high altitudes, and that's where you see the northern lights.
Oh, and they are stunning. Do you remember your first time seeing them?
I have never actually seen the Northern Lights myself. It is a big regret. It's actually one of the reasons I moved to Michigan 5 years ago, was I'm hoping to get to see that myself. So this is very exciting.
Get up I-75.
Exactly.
And should the skies be clear enough for people to see them tonight?
So it depends. Basically what happens is the stronger the event, the lower down in latitude it can reach. And so right now we're beginning to recover from the storm. And so if you're at very high northern latitudes, you stand a good chance of seeing a storm. What's interesting is the magnetic field's hovering right around zero right now, but the wind is still really high. If it decides to go south again, the whole system is basically primed. It's very unstable. And so then we could potentially see northern lights dipping all the way down past the southern boundary of Michigan. So please do, if it's clear near you, try and take a look outside tonight.
No matter where you live in Michigan, you might get lucky. Oh, that's kind of neat. I was jealous of the folks
up north. I know. They have it easier.
There are places, Justin, that are well known for their northern lights displays, Alaska, Iceland. And we do get them sometimes in Michigan. What makes some place a hot spot for auroras?
So basically, it gets back to this idea of the solar wind and its magnetic field are kind of stripping away Earth's protective magnetic shield. And that shield basically starts at the north and south magnetic pole. So it's easy for particles to come streaming in straight into the North Pole, straight into the magnetic South Pole. And then the stronger the event, the further down towards mid-latitudes it can reach. So there are some examples from 150 years ago of northern lights that were seen all the way down in the Caribbean. I don't think we're in store for that, but basically it's just a matter of what latitude you're at.
So fingers crossed, you're saying get outside. What would be an optimal time?
Oh, just as dark as possible. So I'd look closer to midnight, just because if the storm is dying off, you want to catch it as soon as possible.
All right. And lucky folks that live by the Dark Sky Park up north, because that should be quite the show.
Absolutely.
Justin Casper teaches in the Department of Climate and Space Sciences and Engineering at the University of Michigan. And I hope you get to see one soon.
Yes, me too. Thank you.